Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Andy Randy. Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in
that. What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome into the Midday Show. Randy McMichael and Abe Gordon here filling in for Andy Bunker. Final day of his vacation, or final couple of days, but final day out. He will be back on Monday. It is a happy hour Friday, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? I'm all good, Abe. As you said, it is a beautiful, beautiful Friday here. Masters Friday, about to get started up in a little bit. Like you said, Andy's on vacation. They're having a good time and everything, so we're going to hang out. We got my main man, Bose, here, so everything is all gravy. I'm trying to pause because I don't want to talk about what happened yesterday.
We don't have to. By the way, I just found out you don't want to talk about that. We'll get to it.
We got to give an update and everything, but it's going to be a fun 3 hours, as you said.
You want to talk Masters instead?
We're going to have Pastor Troy's on because he's going to be at Georgia State today. I said State Farm. He's going to be at Georgia State today, so
yeah.
Have my main man, Pastor, on around 12:45. And everything like that. And then, I've been on Troy since what? I was like 18 years old. So it's been a
really that long? That's cool. I did not know that.
Been on Troy since I'm like 18. And so it'd be good to get him on and everything like that. Now, he's the only dude that I can say that can walk around with a championship belt around his waist, because he's been doing that for all his years. So I let him do it. But anybody else, put it on your shoulder.
Okay. But other people can still have the belt.
Yeah, you can do what you want to.
Belts might change hands Saturday night, UFC 300. I'm still trying to figure out my plans. It's such a good card that I really am going to have a tough time not going to see it somewhere. But I think B-Dubs, the Buffalo Wild Wings, mm-hmm. I know they're partners with UFC.
Uh-huh.
It's just such a, do I have to get there early? 10 o'clock, if I show up at 9:30, it's going to be packed already.
Oh, really? Right? I've only watched one of those fights, and it was cool. It was what it was. I've never been out to watch that fight, or any fights, really. I usually stay at the house or go to somebody else's house. But, I would probably think, if you're saying it's as big as it is, which I don't have any clue if it is, then, you might want to get there, man. Why don't you? Yeah, because what time?
Prelims will start at 7.
Ladies before free? Before what?
I there's no cover at B-Dubs.
Oh, so there'll be ladies in there?
To watch the UFC at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Oh, never mind then. So you're just going to a bar with a bunch of hard legs. No women, no nothing.
Yeah, I'm going to watch the fights, man.
All right, I mean, there's always
I'm going out tonight. There might be women tonight.
What you mean, might? How you going to go to no place where there ain't no women?
Because I'm just going to get drunk.
Well, there's women there, right?
I'm sure. Maybe there won't. Sure, it ain't going to change how much I'm taking in.
Okay. All right. I'm just always trying to look out for my people, man.
You're not going to like my plans for when I'm at the bar.
Then let's not talk about it, man.
How
about we just keep moving along? And we can finally get to this bull crap that was yesterday. And as we were on the air yesterday, Abe, you saw it. They were so sloppy. The fielding was sloppy.
It's one of those days. They just didn't show up, exactly. And that's fine. Here's the thing. You're at the start of the season. There's a lot of questions being asked, a little bit of a stumbling out of the gates to an extent. Let's not overreact to it. This is the sort of game that just gets buried if it's in mid-June or early July.
Yeah.
It kind of stood out a little bit today. Yesterday. Because you're right. You have that ball, Chuck Austin Riley in the chest. Couple at-bats later, it rips off Arcia's wrist. A little later in the game, it looked like you're going to get out of it. Ball flies over Michael Harris's head. It was a day game after a rain delay
right.
In which you had Alan Winans on the mound.
Glad he's gone.
It just wasn't there.
Glad he's gone. I think we were, yeah, that's what me and Tripps were saying. I was like, yeah, he's like he's about to have the same Julio Teheran fate, and I'd be damned if he didn't. Like, I mean, it was just awful.
I think Julio is a free agent again. Winans is still with the organization.
Winans ain't coming back up here.
I mean, give it time. We'll
give
see.
What time?
I mean, I don't know. They seem to be unable to find how to get Bryce Elder, quote, on schedule.
You have a conspiracy theory about that, as we were talking this morning before the show and everything about, you know, you're not buying what they're saying up there.
Yeah, I don't.
As far
I just
as
don't. I don't like
it. Like
I don't
that.
Like it.
I mean, but they just got to figure out, you know, find somebody, just stay consistent.
Well, guess what? You know who's not the guy?
Who's that?
Darius Vines.
Well, I mean,
who they called up now?
I think they're just searching right now. They're searching.
They're not searching. They're wasting time. These guys aren't going to be in. This is another example where they're going to have one start. And look, it's more about the bullpen right now.
Yes, because it's pretty.
These guys are needed out of the bullpen.
You're not giving them opportunity to rest because nobody as your starter is doing anything.
That doesn't help.
It does not help. And as you're saying tonight, Max Fried. Max Fried's got to pitch well.
Now we start to really magnify it because I kind of wrote off. Again, this goes back to where at the start of the season, everything's being hyper-focused on. Before we get to the dog's days of summer, if Max Fried had an outing or two outings like he's had in early August or late June, whatever, it kind of just, well, that's just the swing of the season, right?
Right.
But right now, at the start of the season, when he's gone five innings and giving up however many runs it's been, four and two-thirds innings and giving up however many runs it's been, it does get magnified. And now you're in a situation where the rotation is scuttled a little bit. You already know, well, we presume that Spencer Strider's not going to return to the rotation.
We should know something this weekend, right?
They're holding their announcement, their update. We should know this weekend. Hopefully, there is no real good news at this point. It's going to be what it's going to be. There's no denying that. But, yeah, this is a situation where, and we've had these before with Max Fried. You want to be the ace of this staff. Come in and be a stopper. We've seen it in different ways other seasons, right? Braves are on a three-game skid. All right, Max Fried, your turn. Let's end this losing streak. Right. It's a little bit different right now because it's a personal skid, not necessarily a team skid. There's a little bit of that, too. But look, like all the panic and frustration over what the Braves have been, Randy, they're still in first place in the NL East.
Yes, yeah. I mean, it's not. I don't even think it's a panic as far as the team wide. You want to look at it from the standpoint, it's still early. But as we always like to say, when it's still early, these games still count, you know, and I mean, that's always the biggest thing about it. But, I mean, this finding the consistency, especially where we're talking about Max Fried, this is third start of the year, so there's no reason to be, like, jumping, you know, going overboard or anything like that. But I would really like to see a good start for Max Fried tonight.
I'll tell you what. I am not concerned about Max Fried. I think he comes out and performs tonight as we expect Max Fried to do pretty much any time out. I will say this, though, Randy. If it looks like it's looked before – I would start to have some injury concerns.
As far as Max?
Yeah.
That something might be wrong?
Yeah, because he's too strong mentally. He's too good physically for three straight starts to just not have it. And I would start to be a little bit concerned. I could be wrong. But I've been holding back a little bit of that sort of discussion. But if it happens again tonight, I'd start to wonder what's going on because it's not mental and it's not – at that point, it almost would have to be physical.
Yeah, you keep it right. I think that's the thing about it. Y'all always have fun with the whole Max Fried when that damn glove is flapping and everything. It usually means that he's not pitching well. But, if he goes out and does not have another good start – he does not have a good start right down there in Miami, who are – terrible. I know they went up in I know they went up in New York City and beat the Yankees, but they are still not a very good.
They're a very good team. They're six back already.
They're still not a very good team.
For Max Fried, the thing for me is build a little bit of positivity from last start because he did retire 9 of the next 10 after the first inning hiccups. Can you take some of that momentum? By the way, tough way for Luis Guillorme to make his Braves debut. That's. There are definitely Braves fans who are like, this guy needs to be out of the bullpen immediately. I'm like, no, he's an infielder.
He's throwing the ball too fast.
It's all good. Dude.
You got to throw it 50 if you're going to be a
too fast, but also not fast enough.
He came up there at 72.
And they were. This is a couple balls. Yeah, he put dents in cars, man, over there at Cumberland Mall.
Yeah, they got to hold up a couple of them. Yeah. All right, we got a lot to get to. We're going to get you a Masters update as well. Set the scene for a lot of sports going on this weekend, including the Atlanta Hawks tonight. taking on Karl-Anthony Towns. Looks like he's going to return for the Minnesota Timberwolves. More on that when we get to What's Trending. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Coming up in about 5 minutes here on the Midday Show, it's Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael. What's Trending next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As Scottie Scheffler, after yesterday's opening round, he tagged a 66 yesterday, good for second place. Bryson DeChambeau went even lower, 7 under. But Scottie Scheffler is one of those guys people are scared of because If he's hitting that early, that well, round one, then look out for the rest of the tournament. But one at the Masters was really entertaining yesterday.
Early on, Scotty was a little inconsistent. Then he found his groove, and then he was like, you know, he was looking like the best golfer in the world, which, you know, most people think he is right now. You saw him come back, have a really good back nine. And then now it seems like, you know, I saw today that he's a betting favorite to overtake DeChambeau today. You might not like him. He's a little dorky and all that stuff, but he's a hell of a golfer. And he did his thing yesterday. But, yeah, it was pretty fun until, like, late when that wind picked up. And then you kind of saw a lot of balls drifting to the right and everything. But then this morning I got up, and there's nothing like, you know, Masters on at 7:30 in the morning, opportunity to see Tiger, who finished, you know, who was, you know, he's just trying to stay in. I think that break, and it's going to be telling today, he's already on about Tiger, is that can he go 23 holes? Can he go, you know what I mean, that start and stop and everything like that? Can he figure out a way to get it done today? But, yeah, the weather's perfect today, a little wind.
Still wind,
but it's not as rain, like the chances of rain and everything are all gone.
A couple of things for Tiger. He finished one over this morning. He's already put one back, though. Back to even today, he's started his second round. And this was probably, in my opinion, just a nightmare scenario for Tiger, starting as late as he did anyways yesterday, it was always going to be a tight turnaround. Having to then wake up, finish the round, have an hour off, and then hit back out on the course. It just physically, they were talking about it. Like right from the start of the broadcast today that he just, his stride was different.
And
You
noticed it a little bit and everything. But he had some Tiger moments where his shoulders were up.
Yeah.
And he had this little swag about him and everything. But that was the thing. They were like, because, you know, they had to stop last night. They were talking about he had to probably get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning so he can get all his routine.
Got to get stuff activated.
Activated and everything like that.
Activate those glutes.
Get back out there. And then all of a sudden, like you said, as soon as he finishes his round, he had maybe like an hour and a half or so to just chill out for a second and maybe just go over to the putting green or wherever he was going to and try to, you know, stay in that groove where he is. So
this is a guy that has played 24 holes of competitive golf this season, asked to bait 23 today.
Yes.
It's just incredibly difficult considering his physical situation. But, I don't know, like, I'm kind of more realistic in regards to Tiger and not to say he'll never be able to put it together over the course of 4 days, but for me at this point, making the cut is a win for Tiger.
Win. I agree.
And if he gets to the weekend, even if he has to withdraw.
Yeah, they better not let him get within striking distance on Sunday. So
there's a lot of people between him and Bryson right now.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if he does, you know how that goes, boy. Them things get tight. When he got that red on.
Another guy to keep an eye out on is Max Homa. He closed
right
real strong. He's actually just pulled even with Bryson. Okay. He's already 2 under on the day today. Finished his round this morning 5 under and then 2 under. And a couple of guys that I had my eyes on. Will Zalatoris was really hot and cost himself the last 2 holes yesterday. Thought he was going to come in at 4 or 5 under. End up going in at 2 under. I think that one hurt. And then the European, Nikolai Højgaard.
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 He was hot. He messed around a little bit to finish round one. He struggled a little bit to start his second round as well. But boy, I was telling you, a guy I was talking with last night, Dennis Paulson, was saying he's a guy that when he's good in a tournament, he's usually good all 4 days.
Right.
It's not kind of ups and downs. He's just hot
persistent
when he's hot.
Everything. Okay.
And so we'll be keeping an eye out on that. But Bryson DeChambeau, 30 minutes from teeing off, 11:54
yeah.
is when he's going to get going. And we'll see if Max Homa, who's now even with him, is pulled away. And then Scheffler a little later this afternoon, 1:48. So you'll get the majority of Scheffler's round on TV. So excited to see that. Let me tell you something weird about the Masters, Randy. I don't know. Maybe this is just a me thing.
It probably is you thing, because most me things are just an Abe
this
thing.
Is like the dumbest Abe drink thought thing possible. When I'm day drinking watching the Masters,
okay. It
needs to be out of some sort of special cup.
What?
I don't know, man. Like, I can't just, like, pull
like
up a red Solo cup
like
at home.
Like a pimp cup or something like that?
Like a Masters cup. I don't know.
Oh, you have Master cups?
Like, just a hard plastic. I don't know. It just feels like it should be something different than your regular drink cup. I don't know. Is that just that's just me?
It definitely seems like it's an Abe.
Okay, I'm just asking.
I don't know. Sandy is going over to she was telling me up at the lake they have a Masters party, which I think I've heard of it before. I think Wendy went to one time a long time ago. But yeah, I was like, y'all should sit around and watch golf and drink. Why the hell have I not been invited to anything like that? Because I would definitely want to do that. Just sit around and watch golf. Man, I could do it at home. I do it at home. But, I mean, that just seems like just an eye.
The Masters, by the way, is just one of the all-time just sit at home and day drink events.
Yeah, that's
it's
what I'm
just,
saying.
Just sit
like
and watch
Sunday
it.
Is the best day.
Yeah.
Because you can sit down. Most of us are recovering from Saturday night, and we just sit there. We might take a quick nap. And then you get back and you just watch it to the
you
end.
You can nap during it. The guys don't tee off till 2:30.
That's
the ones you want to see, you'd be good
to
go.
You know, a nap for me is at 10.
Yeah, I'll say 11 o'clock,
yeah.
Hawks back in action tonight. They are facing the Minnesota Timberwolves. Trae Young is back. Looks like Karl Anthony Towns might be back as well. Trae Young on a minutes restriction the other night, played 21 minutes, dished out 11 assists in 21 minutes. They win that game if he's not on a restriction.
I think he's like second, all the games he's made, he's still second in the league.
I think it's like eighth total in
like,
total numbers. I don't know about the average. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Trae talked about his fitness coming back off of a long layoff.
Yeah, no, I mean, fatigue was definitely the reason why I wanted to play today. I knew I'm going to have to be on a minutes restrictions, I mean, today and maybe probably the next game too. So that was the reason why I wanted to come out and play. He played me kind of like my first regular stint, that first quarter, and then even that second quarter a little bit. So I felt good, but it's going to take even some more to continue to get it.
Hey, man, is my man Trae rocking the beard? I saw like he had a little... little something right there, man. A little wisdom right there on his face.
Does that change his game at all in your mind?
He looks grown. He looks growner. Is that a word?
Growner? More grown?
Yeah, he looks more grown than he did before.
Mature?
How about that? He looks more grown than he did before.
It's going to be interesting. I'll be honest, Randy. I didn't have like wild delusions of grandeur like they were going to make the playoffs and beat the Celtics. All right, I wasn't like that far over my skis. Without Jalen Johnson, without Onyeka Okongwu, even getting out of the play-in round, which I thought they would be able to do, is going to be incredibly difficult. They are now locked into the 10 seed. If you missed the news, Jalen Johnson's out multiple weeks. Okongwu's out multiple weeks. You don't say it this way, but by default, those are season-ending injuries.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it is what it is.
They're not coming back this year.
No.
They're not going to play 3 weeks from now that Jalen Johnson might have a chance to come back. No.
They'd have to get past Boston in that case.
And who is Bull jiving around?
You didn't like that game they played against the Knicks last night?
Obviously, they got everything sewed up and everything. But I'm just telling you, I mean, I don't know if they can ramp things back up, but they've been looking like butt lately.
That's the question is when you pull your foot off the gas. And, Randy, you can speak to this just as a pro athlete.
Dude.
Like, it's not easy to ramp back up. The mindset is gone. It's just tough.
It is. You would think, especially, but their biggest advantage for them is that they've all been together for so long. That core has been together so long, been through so many battles together. They got to get it done.
And now Drew Holiday's
they
happy about it.
Oh, yeah.
He got cashed out.
Got cashed out, so yeah, I'd be happy too.
We mentioned Max Fried on the mound tonight for the Braves. They got a rebound themselves from a 6-4 loss to the Mets. Perfect team to do it against, though, the Marlins. So we'll keep an eye on that. Atlanta United and the Philadelphia Union on Sunday. Randy, Atlanta United's been outstanding at home, but I will say this. This is the best team they've hosted all season. Yes. This is the first opportunity where you're like, man, it's going to be tough to win this game. We're still waiting a word on Giakoumakis, who had the bone bruise in his knee. I tend to think he's going to play, but there's no word on that. It's just me being hopeful.
Well, that's something that's going to linger for a while with him.
Yeah.
You know, and that's always the biggest thing with Yaka is keeping him healthy, because once he's out there, he's one of the best players in the entire league. And so when you look at it, they had a couple more injuries, and that was always our thing coming into the season, Abe, was trying to keep this team as healthy as possible, as long as you can, because we know that, you know, the Olympics are coming this year and everything like that, Abe, and so there's going to be a lot of guys that aren't going to be there. So we're talking about trying to get as many points as you can before that break, because of the fact is that most of your best guys won't be here.
And you combine the knee issue for Giakoumakis with the news from earlier in the week that Jamal Tiare picked up a hamstring. He's not going to be able to go. And so now you're really limited on the depth chart. We did add Daniel Rios. We'll see if that comes into play here, but hopeful that Giakoumakis can return, because you're going to have to score goals to beat the Philadelphia Union. Kentucky has a new basketball coach.
Man. Yeah, man.
Kentucky fans are not happy about it.
I mean, obviously, and I mean, because this is the reason why. Because they know that he's not the first choice. They know that they looked at it from, we're Kentucky basketball, we can have any head coach you want. And all the top candidates said no. And so you bring this guy in who was at BYU. I think they said he got 5 years, got two tournament appearances, no wins. But he was on one of the best teams ever in Kentucky.
Yeah, he's on the 96 squad. Team, yeah.
Nine dudes went to the NBA. And so you look at it from that perspective. He knows the culture and all those different things. He's one of their own. But no, they wanted one of those.
If they
big
start
names.
Winning, they'll be fine with him.
Isn't that anywhere?
If it doesn't, though, it'll be, we knew this was a bad. Yes. And I think that the shock of it all was just they thought they were trading Calipari for Scott Drew.
Yes.
They felt very good, and they being the fan base.
Yes.
I said this last night. I know Scott Drew a little bit. I've done some shows with him, I've hung out with him at Final Fours.
Mm-hmm.
I did not like the fit for him at Kentucky. And so I'm not surprised they're staying in Waco.
Oh, I mean, he always talks about family. We like it here and love it here and all those different things. But, yeah, I mean, winning cures all. We know that. I mean,
so does money.
So does money. And we're recruiting. But let's see, Kentucky had to get a guy in there, because it's like in college football, basketball, whatever, you can't waste weeks of recruits.
Yeah,
that's why Alabama was such a rush, but they had to get a guy in there to replace Nick and do things like that. And this is the same way up there at Kentucky. He's one of their own. He's not the guy that I'm sure anybody wanted, but
they'll get behind him either way. They'll get behind him either way, at least to start out. It is a happy hour Friday. Send myself, Abe Gordon, and Randy McMichael anything you might be imbibing upon here in the pre-noon hours. You like that word, imbibing? No? You definitely didn't like the word picturesque yesterday.
It ain't about picturesque. This is a damn word to describe.
That's how
something.
You would use. That's the use for that word.
What a perfect picture when you're watching a sporting event. Bam.
Perfect picture. That's no.
Picturesque.
Picturesque. I don't know. When we come back, we're less than 2 weeks away from the start of the NFL draft. It is Friday. Yesterday was 2 week mark. I want to ask Randy a lot of questions here about. Just something I stumbled upon last night. I just more and more, the closer we get into it, the less likely I think it's Dallas Turner at 8. I'll tell you why on the other side. It's Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael. It is the Midday Show, Andy and Randy on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Welcome back into the Midday Show. Abe Gordon here filling in for Andy Bunker. Got Randy McMichael here with me as well. The 11 o'clock hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Well, as we know, today one of our best, one of our favorites, Tanisha Batiste, is her last day here, Abe, as part of the 99 The Game family. And, you know, this is my gal, you know, and I know I ain't saying goodbye because you'll be the first cookout in a couple of weeks and everything like that. But I did want to give you flowers and the ones I actually forgot at home that my wife got for you. But that's either here or there. I did forget them. But, you know, we just you know, how much you mean to me and Andy. I know he would feel the same way as I feel. I know Abe and Bo feel the same way, for all of us at the Midday Show. But we're going to miss you. You've been in that first cubicle. I give you my pound, my sister every day when I see you and everything like that. So I just wanted to give you, you know, so much love because you are my, you my sister, and I'm gonna miss them that 10:55 ish fist bump and everything like that.
Oh, definitely, and you know I appreciate you, Randy, because no matter what, like you've always been a big supporter.
Yes,
everything I do, like when I called you the first time and I'm like, Randy, they want me to do color commentary for ESPN Plus. What am I going to do? And you were like, calm down,
son. Yes.
Let's just walk through it. And you didn't just do that, but everybody needs to know, like, you listened to the entire broadcast.
I did.
And you gave me feedback. So that shows that's that brotherhood, sisterhood.
Right.
Yeah, that was a beautiful thing. Or even, you know, coming to the birthday party. You know, that's a big thing for me. You know, and being there with Samson and watching him grow. That's a beautiful thing. And just Donna and just the whole family, like you guys embrace me just like I am family. So no, I appreciate that. Appreciate all of the professionalism. I was telling a story real quick this morning to stake on what one of my favorite moments was, and that was it may have seemed dark to some people, but not to you and Andy, because it was the passing of Hank Aaron. I happened to be in Dallas doing updates remote, called Sean, and I was like, hey, obviously the news came in right after that flash. I said, but I need to tell a story. And as always, Andy and Randy are going to give me a microphone and a platform, and you guys allow for that. And that's just an example of how it's always been, or, you know, being over at Andy's and hanging out with Lily. It's just family,
I
appreciate that. And that's the toughest part of heading out. It's greener pastures, no question, but the people that I'm going to miss, but I know I'm going to see you, so.
Yeah, you're going to be there. Yeah, macaroni, cheese, ribs, all that other
stuff.
It's been about 3 weeks.
We'll be in there.
But good luck to you, my girl.
Thank you.
Always, you know, we love you so much, man, and everything like that.
Yes.
Something tells me you're not going to be out of sight, out of mind. Something tells me we're going to be keeping tabs on what you got going on. So I'm excited to see it. I know, Tanitra, you and I have had an interesting relationship since I got here. Started off rocky, couple discussions here, couple discussions there. But I've really enjoyed, I mean, the past 2-3 years, and some of the things you can open to me about, I can open up to you about,
absolutely.
Has certainly for me, made me grow as a person. So I appreciate that. And certainly, like Randy said, you're definitely going to be missed here on a daily basis.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that as well. And, you know, Abe is one of the biggest supporters too. There was a little something I was trying to do a couple years ago, and this was in the middle of the pandemic, so you couldn't expect everybody to just come out. And I literally was like, hey, what you doing? Like, can you just give me like 2 hours? And he's like, no, you got the whole day, like whatever you need. And I just needed somebody to film something, and he just stayed. He was so patient. He was like, nope,
Abe was
I don't
patient?
Think I know, with me, that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all don't understand. I see a different side of him. So he literally was like, nope, I don't think you're going to like it. Let's do it again. And that's just a lot of the heart that our listeners may not see, because he might seem gruff and always like going in on, but no, he's got a soft side.
Abe is wonderful.
He's good people.
Oh, damn,
so.
I meant to say that at 150.
You had your mic on accident. Oh, okay. Shut up.
Love you guys.
All right, Tanitra. Right, be blessed, girl.
Care.
We'll talk
to you
later.
Okay.
Randy, a couple things I've stumbled on to in regards to the NFL draft that I've really had a tough time kind of coming to grips with the idea that the best plan for the Falcons is to take Dallas Turner at number 8. And it's come to me from a variety of angles.
Okay.
First one being Dallas Turner, apparently, if the Falcons take him at 8, is going to be the first defensive player off the board.
Right.
Kind of bothers me that no one else wants the first offensive player off the board.
Well,
I know there are other needs.
Hold on,
I know there's deep classes.
This is how I view it. And you hear it every day with me, so you know how I view it.
Yeah.
Is this. All those guys, in my opinion, outside of maybe somebody trades up for J.J. McCarthy, are better at their position than him.
Right.
I look at it from the standpoint of when you look at these pass rushes, I don't know if they're elite.
Yeah,
but because you don't want the thing with when you're drafted is and you look at it like this, Abe, is he the best of this class, and then where would he be in other classes?
Right,
and so that's how you got to view it sometimes.
And also, you try and gauge how much different is he compared to the guys that maybe would fall behind him. You know, I wrote down this list of of a decade's worth of pets. We're not going to go through the whole list, Randy. I don't even know why I did all the research for it.
It was good, though.
It's a good list, but at no point was it like going to be a good segment to just break down the list. But it's just, for me, there's as many hits as there are misses in terms of the first pass rusher off the board.
This is all positions, though, right? But you got the obviously
this is pass rushers.
Yes, but I'm saying that you know it happens in all positions.
Yes.
Yes. All right, go ahead.
But for every Nick Bosa, for every Myles Garrett, there's a Deion Jordan. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, feel what you want about, you know, Chase Young, whether or not you feel he was a bust. It, just because they're still in the league doesn't mean they weren't busts. I mean, that guy was not what he was drafted to be, at least in my opinion. I know injuries play its own role. But, you know, the other aspect of this, Randy, is just generically, what do we have in the draft ahead of the Atlanta Falcons? We've got, and I'm not talking about teams, you've got a couple of options here, right? Three quarterbacks.
Probably.
Three receivers.
Yeah.
And Joe Alt.
Yeah.
Okay. What does that mean? That means that fourth quarterback, probably J.J. McCarthy, mm-hmm. is sitting there at eight.
Yes.
And so you're going to have the opportunity
to trade it.
Exactly.
Yep.
But let's say someone trades up and it's four quarterbacks.
But I think that's the thing about it, Abe, what you're saying right now. I think Minnesota is ready to make that move.
That's right.
Because of the fact they got the that's two right. ones. And if you're lucky enough, you might be able to get the one next year. You know, and I'm talking about.
I'll take just 11 and 23 and, we'll and be
about,
happy.
And we're going to talk about that in the NFL. I'm sorry, in the 12:20 hour is. I mean, in the hour at 12:20 is because of the fact is that New England. I don't know. I remember I said this. Back
I'm not
in
buying
February.
Any of this nonsense. I'm They're not taking a quarterback.
I don't know why they would do that because they have so many holes. But anyway,
even if they don't take the quarterback, there's still a quarterback out of that spot that's being taken.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They can move.
And
up
so it's still three QBs. But here's the other thing. What if there's four QBs?
And that's the thing about it, because the thing with it is we know this. Whoever, if there's two so-called can't-miss quarterbacks, the third quarterback's going to be pushed up. If there's three, the fourth quarterback's going to be pushed up. And so when you look at where the Falcons are at eight, and if it's Dallas Turner, I think Dallas Turner's a good play. My only question with Dallas was you had Will Anderson Jr. playing opposite of you. All the protection and everything was slid to him, and you just came up four sacks? That's my only thing with him. But he was balling this year. He played well, all those different things. I've always wondered why the production wasn't there the previous year. But when he was called on to be the man this year, he was. He was. And so, I mean.
My concern, and I'm going too high and mighty, right? We're eighth overall. We're not the number one overall pick. I don't get the feeling that Dallas Turner is Myles Garrett and Nick Bosa.
I don't either.
And that's my biggest concern is that we're forcing ourselves, and I understand the need, we're forcing ourselves to take a pass rusher, but how much more value is it if we still get Dallas Turner or Jared Verse or whoever at 14 or 11 or whatever the number would be? And then here's the other aspect. We talk about, all right, maybe J.J. McCarthy falls to eight. What if someone jumps above eight to take J.J. McCarthy? You've now got four quarterbacks off the board.
Mm-hmm.
Are three receivers off the board?
No.
Or just two?
I think probably
and
two.
Joe Alt, right? And Joe Alt. We're all locked in on the Titans taking Joe Alt unless they decide to trade for if the quarterback's in there. It's possible, too.
Yes.
But my point is that you're sitting there with either Adunze, Neighbors, and Harrison.
Uh-huh.
And I understand it's not a piece of need.
I would take one of them before I would take Dallas Turner.
To steal from something you've said, they are more elite at their position than what Dallas Turner is it his. And then here's the last bit of information for me. We are in win now mode. I think it's okay to openly admit that.
What's
the better win now move for the Atlanta Falcons if it's on the table? Adunze at eight or Dallas Turner at eight?
Adunze. That's what I believe. I believe because he's an
You're starting to see why
I think that Adunze, I can put him in like, this dude's going to go do his thing. I don't know if Dallas is
We've sat here for, first off, we sat here for 2 years, and I've had people tell me Drake London can't be the one. We've sat here for a month, and I've had people tell me Darnell Mooney can't be the two. All right, so you want to settle both of those situations at eight, you take receiver.
Yeah.
If he's there.
If he's there, but that's what I'm saying, but that's not a need. And I understand the fact is that how they drafted these last years, they went tight end, receiver, running back. I think Drake London is going to be a baller.
I like Drake
London. I like Drake London a lot.
It looks different than some of the other
but
ones.
But is he a – because the thing with a number one receiver in the NFL, you build – you know for a fact that you can put him anywhere, he's going to ball. We know Drake London can do some good things. But is he a legit?
It's not going to look like Tyreek Hill.
But nobody looks like
Tyreek
Hill.
But it still might be 10 to 12 catches a game and 140 yards.
And that's what you need right there.
Yeah.
Number one receivers are 1,500 plus yard receiving damn near 10-plus touchdowns. That's what they are. That's what they do. That's what you do as a number one receiver in the NFL. You can put him anywhere. ZX, he has no position. He's a damn wide receiver.
Yeah.
He's not a Z. He's not an X. He's a wide receiver, and you put him anywhere.
It's just as we get closer now, 13 days out, it's getting tougher and tougher for me to sit there and accept Dallas Turner at 8, and that's the plan. It's so far down the list from what I think is optimizing your position.
Yeah, but I mean, you need a pass rush. You need a pass rusher in the worst way.
And if you can still get that pass rusher by trading down.
What about them other guys they drafted, though?
Who?
Arnold McCady, who played well last year. Harrison. What about those guys?
I got some thoughts on Harrison. I think Harrison's due for a breakout.
What about those guys?
I do like Harrison, but yeah, I'm not sold on McCady. That's all right. All right, hour one down. The NFL no huddle is coming your way. On the other side, I got some interesting stuff. Tom Brady.
Well,
I don't know.
Keeping that arm loose, baby.
Keeping that arm loose. We'll tell you what's happening in the NFL no huddle on the other side. It is the Midday Show. Abe Gordon fill in for Andy Bunker alongside Randy McMichael on a happy hour Friday. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.